Regina Celi, letare, alleluia. Qui ha quem meravisti portare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia.
This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. A votive Mass of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Our Lady of the Rosary. Prayer before Mass by St. Thomas Aquinas. Almighty and ever-living God, I approach the sacrament of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I come sick to the doctor of life, unclean to the fountain of mercy, blind to the radiance of eternal light, and poor and needy to the Lord of heaven and earth. Lord, in your great generosity, heal my sickness, wash away my defilement, enlighten my blindness, enrich my poverty, and clothe my nakedness. May I receive the bread of angels, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, with humble reverence, with the purity and faith, the repentance and love, and the determined purpose that will help to bring me to salvation. May I receive the sacrament of the Lord's body and blood in its reality and power. Kind God, may I receive the body of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, born from the womb of the Virgin Mary, and so be received into his mystical body and numbered among his members. Loving Father, as on my earthly pilgrimage, I now receive your beloved Son under the veil of a sacrament. May I one day see him face to face in glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Aspergis me, Domine, hisopo et mundabor. Lavabis me, et super nivem de albabor. Miserere mei Deus, secundum magna misericordiam tuam. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicuerat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Asperges me.
Ostende nobis Domine misericordiam tuam, et salutare tuum da nobis. Domine, exaudi orationem meam, et clamor meus ad te veniat. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Oremus.
Exaudi nos, Domine Sancti, Pater Omnipotens, Eterni Deus, et mitere digneris sanctum angelum tuum de celis, qui custodiat, boviat, protegat, visitet, atque defendat, omnis habitantis in hoc habitaculo. Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Actiones nostras quasemus Domine, aspirando prebene et adubando prosecere, ut cuncta nostra operatio a te semper incipiat et per te coepta veniatur, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Confite mihi Domino quoniam bonus, quoniam in saeculum misericordia eius. Confiteor Deo omnipotenti et beate Maria semper Virgini et beato Dominico Patri nostro et omnibus sanctis et vobis fratres, quia peccavi nimos cogitatione, locutione, opere et emissione, mea culpa, precor vos orare pro me. Amen. Misereatur bestri omnipotens Deus et dimittat vobis omnia peccata vestra, liberat vos ab omni malo, salvet et confirmet in omni opere bono et perducat vos ad vitem aeternum. Absolutionem et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestrorum tuebuat vobis omnipotens et misericors Dominus. Adjutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Afferra nobis Domine, cunctas iniquitatis nostras, ut ad sancta sanctorum puras meriamur mentibus introire, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Salve, radix sancta, salve, mundi gloria. O Maria, post Virginum, bellut rosa, belli lilium, tuum pro nobis de precare filium. Gratia super gratia gratiam, mulier sancta et pudorata. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Christe, ste eleison. Christe, ste eleison. Christe, eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Gloria in excelsis Deo et in terra pax hominibus bonae voluntatis laudamus te, benedicimus te, adoramus te. Glorificamus te, gratias agimus tibi, propter magnam gloriam tuam. Domine Deus, Rex, celestis, Deus Pater omnipotens, Domine Filii Unigenite, Jesu Christe, Domine Deus Agnus Dei, Filius Patris, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, qui tollis peccata mundi, suscipe deprecationem nostram, qui sedes ad dexteram patris, miserere nobis, quoniam tu solus sanctus, tu solus Dominus, tu solus Altissimus, Jesu Christe, cum Sancto Spiritu, in gloria Dei Patris. Amen. Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
God of mercy, your only Son, while hanging on the cross, appointed Mary, his mother, to be our mother also. Like her, and under her loving care, may your church grow day by day, rejoice in the holiness of its children, and so attract to itself all peoples of the earth.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
A reading from the book of Sirach. Before all ages, from the beginning, he created me, and through all ages I shall not cease to be. In the holy tent I ministered before him, and so I was established in Zion, in the city he loves as he loves me. He gave me rest in Jerusalem, my domain. I struck root among the glorious people, in the portion of the Lord, his heritage.
Deo gratias. Dilectus meus mihi. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Felix est sacra Virgo Maria, et omni laude dignissima, quia ex tu hortus est sol justitia, Christus Deus noster. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Domini sit in corde meo et in labiis meus ad pronunciandum sanctum evangelium pacis.
Dominus vobiscum, ad cum spiritu tuo, lectio sancti evangelii, secundum Matteum. Gloria tibi, Domine. At that time, while Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out to him and said, Blessed is the womb that carried you, and the breast at which you nursed. He replied, Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. Per Evangelica dicta, deliantur nostra delicta. Today, this Saturday, we celebrate a votive Mass in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a privileged votive Mass of the Order of Preachers of the Holy Rosary. A few weeks ago, I had a very wonderful woman who sidewalk counsels at the abortion clinic, Planned Parenthood, I-45. She is there on Saturdays, usually. And she came up to me and asked me about this passage from the Gospel that was proclaimed at this Eucharist this morning, and said, did Jesus have brothers? Or perhaps not that. I mean, she absolutely believed that Mary is semper virgo, always a virgin, that Jesus was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, which in regards to the incarnation of the Word made flesh is a bedrock teaching, apostolic teaching of the Catholic Church. She believed all that, of course, without question, no doubt. But she asks, is it possible that Jesus, because of what this woman said, had also brothers, brothers, half-brothers, let's say, through Joseph. Joseph was married formally. And I told her that, of course, is not the teaching of the Church. The Church teaches that the Holy Family is virginal. Mary, of course, is virgin. Joseph is a virgin. And Jesus is a virgin. So we have, through the power of the Holy Spirit, this miraculous family, through the grace of God, as model and exemplar of holiness. And what family truly is as a family of virgins? So, just as Mary and Jesus, unquestionably, in the Catholic Church, were virgins, Saint Joseph, who the Church teaches is the second most holiest creature that God ever created, is also a virgin. So it is impossible that Jesus had brothers, simply because Joseph had been married before, married and divorced, and had sons by another mother.
this is completely against the faith, the teachings of the Catholic Church. So what are we to make of the words of this woman who knew who Mary was, knew that she was the, she was the mother of Jesus? What are we to make of these words of this woman, this day, to Christ and his response? Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breast at which you were nursed. And Jesus replies, rather blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. The Catholic Catechism teaches that Mary was more blessed to be the mother of the Word made flesh, conceiving by the power of the Holy Spirit, faith, hope, and love in her relationship with her Son, than simply being the mother of the biological humanity of Jesus Christ, which undoubtedly she obviously was. So this is this mystery of faith that Jesus is referring to when he responds to this very complimentary assertion by this woman. How proud your mother must be to have given you birth, given birth to such a wondrous son. So Jesus, in no way, of course, is slighting his mother. His mother on Christmas night, heroically, in full faith of God and his providence, giving birth to Jesus and placing him in a manger. He, in no way, is downgrading Mary, again, as far as giving him, clothing him, the Word made flesh, in her humanity, but rather pointing to an even higher dignity, a higher glory bestowed on her. Our first reading from the book of Sirach so beautifully describes this blessed vocation, this dignity of Mary to be the mother of the church, the mother of not simply the biological humanity of Christ, but the mother, through the power of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the mother of the mystical body of Christ. Before all ages, from the beginning, he created me, and through all ages I shall not cease to be. In the holy tent I ministered before him, and so was I established in Zion. In the city he loves as he loves me, he gave me rest. In Jerusalem, my domain, I struck root among the glorious people, in the portion of the Lord, his heritage. As Jesus says in the Gospel, rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. So Mary, as the mother of the church, is our spiritual mother. Jesus on the cross gave Mary to us as spiritual mother to guide and to protect. This vocation, this gift of his most important human relationship with his own mother to his disciples on the cross, where Jesus gave everything in obedience to the Heavenly Father to save us from sin, to save us from the ravages of sin and death and the fires of hell. Jesus gave us Mary as our mother, exemplar of faith, hope, and charity. Mary points us to her son by her own example as a personification of the church, as a personification filled with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, the divine person of love and truth. Mary points us ever to her son, saying, do whatever he tells you to do. Mary is the greatest disciple of Christ. So Jesus says, blessed is anyone who follows this example of my mother, my biological mother, but more importantly, your spiritual mother, who at the Annunciation heard the word of God and gave her fiat. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. To this end, Mary at Fatima continues through the ages down to the apocalypse. Her vocation, her call from God, hearing the word of God at the Annunciation and giving birth to the word made flesh. At Fatima to the children, and through those children to all of us, protecting us, nurturing us, drawing us to her son through the Holy Rosary. We pray this day for all those who have asked us to pray for their intentions, which we remember. We pray for those who have died and for the souls in purgatory, as we do in this liturgy. And we pray in reparation for all sins committed, all outrages against the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of her Son, Jesus. We pray for Pope Francis, the Vicar of Christ, that he might humbly and obediently consecrate Russia by name to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, in union with all the bishops of the world. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Dominus vobiscum, ad cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Lord, accept our gifts and make them the sacrament of our salvation. By its power, warm our hearts with the love of Mary, Mother of the Church, and join us more closely with her in sharing the redeeming work of her Son.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Quid retribuam Domino pro omnibus, quae retribuat mihi. Calicem salutaris accipiam et nomen Domine invocabo. Suscipe Sancti Trinitas hoc oblationem, quam tibi offero in memoriam passionis Domine nostri Jesu Christ. Et presta, ut in conspecto tuo tibi placens ascendat, et meum, et omnium fidelium salutem operetur eternum. Lavabo inter intercentes manus meus, et circumdabo altare tuum Domine. Ut audiam vocem laudis, et honorem universa mirabilia tua. Domine, delexe decorum domus tuae, et locum habitationes gloriae tuae. In spiritu humilitatis, et in animo contrito, suscipiamur Domine a te, et sic fiat sacrificium nostrum, ut a te, suscipiatur odie et placiet tibi Domini Deus.
Orate, fratres!
Ut meam ac vestram pariter in conspecto Domini sit acceptum sacrificium. Domine exaudi orationem meum et clamor meus a te veniat. Oremus. God of heaven and earth, your Son, Jesus the Lord, while dying on the altar of the cross, chose Mary, his mother, to be our mother also. Grant that we who entrust ourselves to her maternal care may always be protected when we call upon her name.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum.
Amen.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, ad cum spiritu tuo, sursum corda, habemus ad dominum, gratias agamus, Domino Deo nostro, dignum et justum est. vere dignum et justum est, equum et salutare in omnium sanctorum praevectu te mirabilem confiteri. Et potissimum beate virginis Mariae, mamoriam recollentes. Clemenciam tuam ipsius, grato magnificare preconio, vere namque et omnis terre fines magna ficisti, ac tuam in saecula prorogasti misericordiae largitatem, cum ancile tuae humilitatem aspiciens per eum dedisti humane salutis actorem filium tuum Iesum Christum Dominum nostrum. Perquem maiestatem tuam adoratit exercitus angelorum, ante conspectum tuum in aeternitate laetantium, cum quibus et nobis voces ad admitti ubeas deprecamur socia exhortatione dicente. Sanctus, 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 Dominus Deus, Sabaoth, plenissunt caeli et terra. Gloria tua. Hosanna, in excelsis, benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini. Hosanna, na in excelsis.
very... Te igitur, clementissimi pater, per Jesum Christum, filium tuum, dominum nostrum. Supplices rogamus, ac petimus, ut te accepta abeas, et benedicas. Hec dona, hec munera, hec sancta sacrificia illibata, in primus quae tibi offerimus pro ecclesia tui sancta catholica, quam pacificare, custodire, adunare, et regere digneris todo orbe durarum, una cum familo tuo Papa nostro, Franciscus et adestite nostro Gidre, et omnibus orthodoxis atque catholicae et apostolicae videe culturibus. Memento Domine familiarumque tuorum, et omnium circumstantium, quorum tibi fides cognita est, et nota devotio, pro quibus tibi offerimus, per cui tibi offerunt hoc sacrificium laudis pro se, suis quae omnibus, pro redemptionem animarum suorum, pro spes salutis et inculmitatis suae, tibique redunt vota sua eterno Deo, vivo et vero. Communicantes et memoriam venerantes, in primus gloriosae semper Virginis Maria, genetricis Dei et Domini nostri Jesu Christi, communicantes et diem sacratissimum, celebrantes, quo Beate Maria intermarata virginitas huic mundo edidit salvatorum, sed et memoriam venerantes in primus eustem gloriosae semper virginis Mariae genetricis eustem Dei et Domini nostri Jesu Christi, sed et beatorum apostolorum ac martyrum tuorum Petri et Pali, Andrea, Jacobi, Ioannes, Tome, Jacobi, Filippi, Bartolomei, Mattei, Simonus et Thaddeus, Lini, Cliti, Clementis, Christi, Cornelius, Cipriani, Laurentii, Crisogeni, Ioannes et Pali, Cosme et Damiani, et omnium sanctorum tuorum quorum meritis, precebusque concedas, ut in omnibus protectionis tui muniamur exilio, per eundum Christum, Dominum nostrum. Amen. Hanc igitur oblationem servitutes nostre, sere cuncta familiae tue, quasamus Domine, ut placatus accipias diesque, nostros in tui pace desponas, atque ab aeternam damnatione nos aripe, et in electorum tuorum ubes grege numerare, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Quam oblationem tu, Deus, in omnibus, quae sumus, benedictam, adscriptam, ratam, ratiabilem, acceptabilem, quae facere digneris ut nobis. Corpus et sanguis, fiat delectissimi filii tui Domini nostre Jesu Christe, qui pridie quam pater eter accipit panem in sanctus ac venerabilias manus suas, et elevatus oculis in celum a te Deum Patrem suum omnipotentem, tibi gratias agens, benedixit, fregit, dedique, discipulus suis dicens, accipite et manducate ex hoc omnes. Hic est enim corpus meum. simili modo postquam chonatum est, accipiens in hunc placlarum Gallicem, in sanctas ac venerabilis manus suis, item tibi gratias agens, benedixit, dedique discipulus suis dicens, accipite et bibite ex eo omnis, hic est enim calis sanguinis mei, novi et eterni testamenti, mysterium fidei, qui pro vobis et pro mutus infundetur in remissionem peccatorum. Hei, quoties cumque faceritis, in me memoriam facietis. Unde et memores Domine, nos servi tui, sere plebs tua sancta eustem, Christi fili tui Domini nostri tambiate passionis, nec non ab inferas resurrectionis, sed et in celos gloriose ascensionis. Offerimus pleclara Magistate tui, de tuis donus ac datus. Ostiam puram, ostiam sanctam, ostiam immaculatum, panem sanctum vitae eternae, et calicem salutis perpetuae. Supraque propitio ac sereno voto respicere digneris, et accepta abere, secute accepta abere, dignatus es, munera puere tui juste Abel, et sacrificium. Patriarche nostre abre, et quad tibi obtelit sumus saceros tuis Melchisedec, sanctum sacrificium immaculatum ostium. Supplices te rogamus, omnipotens Deus, ubi haec profire per manus sancti angeli tui in sublimum altare tuum, in conspecto divina majestatis tui, ut quod ex hoc altaris participatione, sancro sanctum filii tui. Corpus et sanguinem subserimus omni benedictione celesti, et gratia repleamur per eum dum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Memento esiam Domine, familiorum familiarumque tuorum, qui nos precesserant, cum signo fidei et dormium in somno pacis. Ipsis Domine et omnibus in Christo, quiescentibus locum refrigeriri luces et pacis, ut indulgias deprecamur per eum dem Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Nobis quoque peccatoribus, familiis tuis de multitudine miserationem tuorum sperantibus, partem aliquam, et societatem denare digneris, cum tuis sanctis apostolis et martiribus, cum Ioanne, Stefano, Mattea, Barniba, Ignatia, Alexandro, Marcellino, Petro, Felicitate, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucia, Agnite, Cecilia, Anastasia, et omnibus sanctis tuis intra quorum nos consortium, non est amatur, meriti, sed venie que sumus largitor admite, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Per quem haec omnia, Domini semper bona creas, sanctificas, vivificas, benedicis,
et presta nobis.
Per ipsum, et cum ipso, et in ipso, est tibi Deo Patri omnipotenti, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, omnes gloria et honor. Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Oremus. Precepti salutaribus moniti, et divina institutioni formati. Audemus dicere. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum. Adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostram quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos ad malo.
Libera nos, quasamus Domine, ab omnibus malis preteribus, presentibus, et futuris, et intercedente beata et gloriosa semper Virgini, Dei Genetrices Maria, cum beatis apostolis tuis Petro et Paulo, atque Andrea et omnibus sanctis, da propitias pacem in Deibus nostris, ut ope misericordiae tui ajute, et a peccato simus sempre libere, et ab omni perturbatione secure, per eum dem Dominum nostrum. Iesum Christum, Filium Tuum, qui tecum vivat et regnat in unitate, Spiritus Sancti Deus.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Pax Domini sin semper vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Agnus Dei. Quito holis peccata mundi misere re nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, misere re nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem.
Haec sacro sancto commixio corporis et sanguinis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, fiat mihi et omnibus sementibus, salus mentis et corporis, et ad vitam aeternam promorandam atque compessendam preparatio salutaris per eundum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Domine Jesu Christe, Filii Dei vive, qui ex voluntate Patris, quaperante Spiritus Sancto, per mortum tuam mundum vivificasti, libera me per hoc sacro sanctum corpus et sanguinem tuum ab omnibus iniquitatibus meis et universas males, et fac me tuis semper inherere mandatis, et a te numquam separare permitis, qui cum eum dem Deo Patri et Spiritus Sancto vivos et regnas Deus in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Ecce Agnus Dei, ecce, qui tollit peccata mundi, Domine.
Corpus et sanguis Domine nostri Jesu Christi, custodiat me ad vitam aeternum. Quod ore sum simus Domine puramente capiamus, et de corpore et sanguine Domini nostri Jesu Christi, fiat nobis remedium sempiternum. Amen.
Oh, quam speciosa facta est et suavis in delicis virginitatis. Sancta Dei genitrix, quam videntes filiae sion,
In floribus rosarum et lilies convallium. Beatissimam predicaverunt et regine laudave. Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo. Oremus.
Lord, we have received the foretaste and promise of the fullness of redemption. We pray that your church, through the intercession of the Virgin Mother, may proclaim the gospel to all nations, and by the power of the Spirit, reach to the ends of the earth.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo. Ite, te, 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 missa est, Deo.
Place tibi sancti Trinitas, obsequium servitutis mei, et presta ut sacrificium, quar oculus tui majestatis indignus optile, tibi sit acceptabile, mihi quae et omnibus proquibus iliad optili, si te miserante propitia bile, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos, et maniat semper. Amen. Dominus vobiscum. Anitium Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem. In principio erat verbum, et verbum erat apud Deum, et Deus erat verbum. Hoc erat in principio apud Deum. Omnia per ipsum facta sunt, et sine ipso factum est nihil, quod factum est, in ipso vita erat lux hominum, et lux in tenebrae lucet, et tenebrae eum non comprehenderunt, fiat homo missus ad Deo, cui nomen erat Ioannes. Hic venit in testimonium ut testimonium prohiberat de lumine. Ut omnes crederant per idium, non erat ille lux, sed ut testimonium prohiberat de lumine. Erat lux vera, quae illuminat omnem hominum vinientem in hunc mundum. In mundo erat, et mundus per ipsum factus est, et mundus eum non cognivit. In propria venit, et sui eum non reciperunt, quod autem reciperunt eum, dedit eis potestatem filius Dei fieri, isque credunt in nomini eus, qui non ex sanguinibus, neque ex voluntate carnis, neque ex voluntate vire, sed ex Deo nati sunt. Et verbum caro factum est, et habitavit in nobis, et vidimus gloriam eus, gloriam quasi unigeniti a Patri, plenum gratiae et veritatis. Deo gratias.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et at hora mortis nostri. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et at hora mortis nostri. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et at hora mortis nostri. Amen.
Salve, Regina, Mater misericordiae, Vita, docedo, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exsules filii Evae. A te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimorum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, Filios tuos, misericordes oculos, ad nos convete, et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende, clemens, Ducis Virgo Maria. Ora pro nobis Sancti Dei Genitrix, ut digni officiarmur promissionibus Christi. Oremus.
O God, our refuge and our strength, Look down in mercy on the people who cry to thee. And by the intercession of the glorious and immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, of Saint Joseph her spouse, of thy blessed apostles Peter and Paul, and of all the saints, in mercy and goodness, hear our prayers for the conversion of sinners, and for the liberty and exaltation of our Holy Mother the Church. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power, cast into hell Satan, and with him all the evil spirits who wander through the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Prayer of Thanksgiving after Mass ascribed to St. Thomas Aquinas. Thank you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Eternal God, who deigned to feed me, your sinful and unworthy servant, with the precious body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, not for any merit of mine, but only because of your merciful goodness. And I pray that this Holy Communion, far from condemning me to punishment, may bring about my pardon and salvation, encompassing me with the armor of faith and the shield of goodwill. By it let my vices be done away, all lustful desires extinguished. Let it advance me in charity, patience, humility, and obedience in every other virtue. Let it be a strong defense against the wiles of all my enemies, visible and invisible, allaying for me every disturbance of flesh and spirit, binding me firmly to you, the one true God, and bringing my last hour to a happy close. I pray, too, that it may be your pleasure to call my sinful self one day to that banquet, wonderful past all telling, where you, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, feed your saints with the vision of yourself, who are true light and the fulfillment of all desires, the joy that knows no ending, gladness unalloyed, and perfect bliss through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, a votive Mass of the Most Holy Rosary, of our Blessed Mother.
Regina Caeli, letare, alleluia, quia quem mero visti portare, alleluia, resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia, ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper. Amen.
Veritas, laudare, benedicere, predicare.